Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.
All right. Welcome to the Smooth Drama Show with your host, F the N-Word. Unfortunately, tonight, I don't have my co-host, the illustrious Miss 100%, the queen of the little people. She is out on vacation and doing her vacation thing. But I do have a special interview that I did with my man, Revy Rev of the Rap Show. So, you know, you want to holler at us. You're not going to be able to get with us because we had to actually tape the video because my man is over in the UK and it was hard catching up to him. But we're going to play it here and I hope you enjoy. This is my man, Revy Rev from Rap the Rap Show. And this is interview, our joint interview with Haze the Truth, UK hardcore artist. Check him out. All right. Well,
drama meets real rap.
Yeah. And I want to thank y'all for coming on. First, Haze, you know, you coming out of the UK. How do you feel your style will translate over here in America?
I
say, how do you feel your style will translate over here in America? Talking about the language barrier, because I know people don't understand English over here. We speak American.
Tell me a little bit about yourself so I can kind of, you know, understand this artist that I've been listening to for the last couple of days.
MCs battling, or is it sort of like the R&B and rap fake thug scenario we got over here? Tell us what the hip hop scene is like over there.
I know it sounds stupid, but you have to be
Don't get me wrong, certain things might sway used to be on the game thing.
let me correct myself, brother. I'm not saying that it's not. What I'm saying is everybody has their own reality, and the reality that may go on here in the United States may not be the reality that goes on over in the UK or in Germany or in Holland. I'm just saying everybody has, as my man says, their own twist to it. And so I wanted to ask you, when you have a show, a hip hop show, what is your hip hop show like?
My person.
Yeah. Like, what's your twist to it?
I'm not straight. I mean, obviously I'm from the street and that's the walk of life I'm from, but at the same time I'm a positive artist too. I'm a conscious artist. You know what I'm saying? I've got a message in my music. So the fan base is my fan base is kinda diverse.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I mean even in regards to like the most gangster rappers, it's like it's not the crowd the police are worried about. It's because see like certain rappers out here, like see that like, say something like Jake, he's got mad beef in the streets. So if he goes and performs and so people want to kill him, they're going to be shooting at the club, you feel me?
Right.
So if we get up, that's why they shut it down. And the same for like American artists that come to the UK, they'd be like, well, I know certain gangsters are going to go to the show, so they'll be shooting. So before they even have the show, they'll shoot them, they'll shut the show down. So it's not really the shows and the crowd, you put in the court, the bands, really. They might actually hold their ass fight or something like that, or whatever, but that's the underlying reason why they shut the show down.
So what you're basically saying is it's not the show itself, it's the actual artist, I guess I'd say, right? I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I feel that. I definitely feel that, man. And you seem like you have a kind of different vibe to you, man. When I listen to your music, it seems like it's deeper than just rap. You feel me? It's more like, you know, your emotions, what you're feeling inside. Am I hearing your music right?
Yeah, definitely, most definitely. That's what it's all about. That's what my music's all about. Like, it just reflects what I'm going through and what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to keep it real and convey a message and just convey what I'm going through.
Right.
People can feel it.
So what can we look forward to on your next album?
Or on your current mixtape right now. What do you want? What should people, you know, look forward to? You know, what should we expect, those who haven't heard it yet?
Audience. Also, I want to apologize to my man Revy Rev for misquoting earlier, saying it was the rap show, when it's actually the real rap show. Sorry, brother, in much respect. And as a peace offering, I'm going to send out a funky song to you. This is Spally, Petrin Peonies. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word. That was Stally, Petrin Hills Peonies. Now, we're going to get back into the second part of our interview with my man, Hayes the Truth. And I'm joined in the joint interview collaboration by my man, Revy Rev of The Real Rap Show. Check it out. Here we go.
Out to him, on Twitter, he got back to me. Obviously, he respects my art. And sent the beat to him. Went to this, he liked the beat, went to studio, finished it. And then, when the jeans came out, that's when it was, man. Obviously, it's like, I'm talking about, on that song, I'm talking about, like, situation I'm in, like, spiritually and physically, and like, my jeans and how to get out of it. What I'm going through, he's talking about it from his perspective, like his religion, kind of what he wants to get out of, what he's dreaming, what he's thinking. So, like, underline the message of, I'm doing the story from that track, I'm talking about myself, he's doing religion, and he's talking about a lot of politics and stuff.
All right.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, go ahead, Smooth.
Yeah, I mean, I love political rapper. I hold no guys higher than guys who actually talk about what's really going on out there in the streets as well as in the political arena, because I think that doesn't get enough play. And I think people, when they say gangster rapper, I don't think they understand what a real gangster is. I mean, because people think a gangster is this dude on the corner, and when the real gangsters are the guys in the Vatican, whatnot. You know, so politically, where do you stand as far as music goes? I mean, do you respect guys who don't talk real, don't go about the politics in music, or are you don't mind a Drake or guys like that?
I respect all kind of artists. Obviously, not all artists can be insane. But what I don't like is when people just talk rubbish. Like when rappers are not talking about anything, and there's no substance to anything, they're just fabricating. That's what I don't really like. But I mean, in regards to that Drake, I think Drake's a good artist. He's honest. I'm saying he's more honest than most gangster rappers. He is who he is. I guarantee if you meet Drake, you know what I'm saying, he's just meeting the weakest thing that. He's going to be one of these down to us.
You're not one of these rappers that talk about their chains all the time and their big whips. And that stuff doesn't matter to you, correct?
Because I think a lot of people don't understand that, hey, you can like a lot of stuff. I mean, guys who box themselves in and just do one thing, like, I'm just hard all the time, I don't think you're real.
That's what's up, man. So, you know, just talking to you just this little time, man, it definitely let me know, you know, what kind of artist we're dealing with, man. It's somebody that definitely, from my point of view, you know, definitely knows what they're talking about. You know, when it comes to rap, they respect the game. Your influence is, it's pretty good. So I would like to know what your influences are. Like, who's some of your influences, man, that keep you going, you know, to do what you do. I mean, I want to know artists, because you seem like a intellectual rapper, man. You seem like you're very emotional with what you do, you know. So I want to know, like, what's some of the names that come to your head, you know, when you think about rapping?
To expand on that, like you say, you talk about the artist that gets you fired up, gets you going. What in life gets you going? I mean, it's like when you're doing something, it's like, yeah, what inspires you to write outside of hip-hop?
I think just like life itself inspires me, but I think think it was like when I was younger, like, to listen to like great music, and it touched children, like maybe things like more. Even like watching an autobiography on Malcolm X, like great people. I think it's great people, like great men and women, you know what I'm saying, great human beings that really inspire me. Like, I'm looking so high, my hands have been met, Dave Chappelle. Like, they're two people that just inspire me. It's got nothing to do with rap, but they're inspirational people. You feel me? Like, they're doing something, they're standing for something.
Wow. Wow. So, are you a freestyler, or do you just write your music, or how do you contemplate your music?
Yeah, I'm a writer.
Okay.
I'm a writer, but I mean, if I study the art of freestyling, then obviously I can freestyle, but I'm the kind of person, I want to be, whatever I do, I want to be the best at it, or try to be the best at it. So I wouldn't say, I'm a freestyler because I don't really master the art.
So at the end of the interview, if I ask you to spit 8 bars or 16 bars, you can spit something for me?
16 bars, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm
acapella.
Okay, yeah, acapella, you know, however, you know, at the end of the show, you know, I want to ask you to spit for me, so I want to make sure, you know, you can give the world something to look forward to when they click on your Facebook or your Twitter page or one of your YouTube channels.
Oh,
actually,
I'm gonna find my BlackBerry.
But Right.
I kind of want to get off the music for a second as a sidebar. I want to ask you, man. We've heard about the riots going on over there in London. You involved in that? You concerned with that? You want to talk to us about it? Because there's what the news puts out, and then there's what the real people who are experiencing it.
Right, and I want to say, you know, this is Real Rap Meets Smooth Drama Radio, so we want to keep it as real as we can. So, you know, we like to dig, you know, a little deep down and find out what's really going on. So, you know, if you want to be real with us, you know, for a second, you know, let's get it.
Yeah, of course. I didn't hear the question. What was the question?
Well, I wanted to know, over the past few months, earlier this year, there were a few skirmishes between the people in London and the police. I don't know if you were involved in it or knew anybody that was involved in it. I wanted to know if you knew anything about it and what were your feelings about what was going on over there.
Oh, the riots.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I was in Barbados when the riots was going on. I was in Barbados, so I didn't get to experience it. I was just seeing it and I was getting phone calls like, yo, done this, or yo, this is happening, and this is happening. So, I didn't really get to experience it, but everyone that was around it said it was surreal, like, it was just crazy. Like,
I'll
be talking it because I went ahead.
So, while the city was in a muck and you were just vacationing and getting it in, huh? You really don't know about that craziness, huh?
Nah, yeah, I was on vacation at the same time. Obviously, it happened on the, I remember what day it happened, but
that's what's up, man. So
a lot of my people, you know what I'm saying, like, kind of involved in it. It's not anything, innit? If it happened in your city, you'd probably be involved too. You'd be like, well, let's go out and let's do something, get some free money, innit? Or let's try something. But it's crazy. I didn't experience it, though, so I don't know how you're talking about.
So when something getting ready to happen over here, I'm calling Hayes. And I'm gonna say, yo, it's time to ride out. Let's go to the Barbados so we can run away from this craziness, right?
Yes.
No. I said, yo, I flew before it happened. Before the riot happened.
That's what's up.
He was getting his Nostradamus on.
That's what's up, man. So what do you like to do in your free time, man? What do you do when you're not doing music? In London, what's popping in London, man? You know, make me want to come out there. Tell me something good.
I like nice things, you know what I'm saying? So I acquire to get those nice things, and if I work hard to get nice things. So I'm out there trying to get nice things. That's the other thing I'm doing. And living my life, trying to hood is open now. Like when I look out my window, looking out in my house, I see cliffs, trees, I see greenery. I'm just trying to chill, like fall back, meditate.
Okay.
Take back my chance of my life.
Well, speaking of athletics, man, you're a big soccer fan, rugby. What is it over there? What you got on it?
The football, soccer. Yeah, you call it soccer, yeah, football.
Right.
Some football.
Because y'all go crazy over that football over there. Y'all on another level. I mean,
yeah, they be getting it in, huh?
Yeah.
They be going crazy,
they
man.
They be on that murder tip.
This footballer out here is 20 years old and they're getting $150,000 a week.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, I met some when I was in Bahrain, man. And I'll tell you what, they have an English club in Bahrain, boy, and they will fight you, you know, in the club if you're talking about their team or they're playing, man.
Yeah.
You know, so I know for myself, you know. Y'all go hard in the paint
with
the soccer. I couldn't play soccer over there with you guys, though, because y'all might try to hurt me, man. I don't do well with that.
I already know. I wouldn't want to be the guy that let the goal in and whatnot and then have to go home being chased by 100,000 crazy folks.
Exactly. Especially that man that just paid you $120,000 and you let the ball go by. That's not even about to happen like that. But on a lighter note, Hayes, are you signed to anyone right now? Are you signed to a label? Are you independent? Are you looking at a label, or is the label looking at you?
Right now I'm independent. I've got a few interests right now, but I'm just trying to bring up and just trying to get to that position where I'm in a position of power so I can choose. You feel me? I didn't be trying to just try and just jump on anything straight away, like, yeah, quick money, you know what I'm saying? I just want to wait, build up my profile.
I think you was listening to that Tribe Called Quest.
Now what makes you say that? Tell me why you say that. I'm gonna tell you what you should do, man. First thing you should do when you get to the States, man, you should have a rapper's anonymous one-on-one class. Know what I mean? Because you know a lot, man, and I can hear, you know, what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, and you know, you got a good head on your shoulders, man. And I wish you the best, man. And I think you're gonna do great in this game, man. You know, if you just continue to do what you're doing from your heart, you know, and you'll do good, man. What do you think about that, Smooth?
Yeah, I think you right on track, and I think personally there's got to be a way to break down the barriers where people from both sides of the equation can get together and just make good music and listen to good music and share it together.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know, without all this craziness, there's all this craziness, games, fighting, and every time someone try to get on the stage and they just want to rap, man. But you got guys out here that's listening to this music and they're kind of letting it get into their heads, man, you know, instead of just listening to it and enjoy, you know, the art, you know, as what it is, but they want to take it a little deeper and, you know, start shooting people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're too literal. They're living their lyrics literally, unfortunately.
Right, absolutely. Right, absolutely, definitely.
But I definitely look forward to hearing more from you, brother. And I wish you nothing but the best.
Someone don't like what's negative, but it's the individual that chooses to take it to another level. It's not the artist's fault. It's not their responsibility to a certain extent. It is, but it isn't. And if they're telling you how it is, that's how it is. That's responsibility of society. That's responsibility of whoever put that person in that position where he saw he needs to pick up the gun to do that because he was fighting for right with his life. If he feels he has to do that, I listen to me. Or if he hears from Ross and he's like,
I think the most important thing is artists don't need to feel like they have to be the be-all, the end-all to everybody. Just as you stated earlier, being yourself and let the chips fall where they may. I think your realness will come across a little bit better than somebody who's trying to please everybody and you end up pleasing no one.
Right, right. Because what they say, real recognize real, and it definitely does. You know, there's a lot of guys out here, you know, blowing smoke, as I could say, or putting up smoke and mirrors, you know, so, and you can hear it through the music. And I mean, you know, most of these guys, I mean, a lot of rappers, they say a lot of things that they do that they really don't. And a lot of guys do what they say, you know, so, I mean, it is on the listener. It's not the rapper's fault or the artist's fault that's talking about their life, because someone's life could be really, you know, surviving shootouts or, you know, hustling on the corner, you know, or whatever, running from the cops or whatever it may be. So, you know, I do feel you, man, when you say it's up to, you know, that individual themselves when it comes to listening to music. You know, they just have to respect it, you know, listen to it and take it and respect it. Don't try to build a life off of another rapper's art, you know?
Yeah.
So, how do you choose back to the labels? How would you choose a label if a label would come up to you and say, you know, hey, we're interested in you, we want to give you this much to do this or whatever? How do you go about, you know, kind of putting every piece and everything together?
All right. Well,
that'll be about when it comes to milk, 100%. I love America, but love it, the essence of rap, the essence of everything, so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not missing, man. I think it's kind of like, showing up to milk is inspiration and stuff. Because it's like breathing and living it, but you have to.
Yeah.
Radio and then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, well, okay, well, definitely want you to keep in touch, man. I definitely want you to let me know when you're coming, because I got a group that I want to hook you up with, man. HISD, you know, that's one of the groups I definitely want you to hook up with. You know, we'll keep in touch as we do this. You know, huh? HISD, Houston Independent Spit District. Yeah, man. Definitely, man. But
Oh yeah, man.
We definitely, that's what we do, man. You know, that's what the show is for, man. You know, networking and connecting people, you know, that's got the raw talent. You know, you have the raw talent. You have it. I hear it. You know, I can feel it when I listen to your music. You know, I grew up going to sleep listening to music, so I know music myself. You know, so I just kind of wanted to throw that out there to you, man. You know, anyone we feel like, you know, we can kind of help you out, you know, help you out with, we'll definitely do that as well. But I'm gonna pass it on to Smooth and let him go ahead and close it out, man, and get ready to hear this 8 bars from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, bring your spit level up. Come on, give it to us.
Let's hit his eight. Let's hit his eight, baby. A verse, one of your verses, you know, from, it doesn't have to be a freestyle, you know, it could be one of your verses, something that you wrote, you know.
Yeah, do what remember. You do.
That's right, do what you do, it's you, it's your time. Hey, all right, it's all good.
All right.
We here.
do we have any beatboxes in the area?
Hey, I beatbox a little bit, I can give you a beat. Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, I feel there's nothing in my life that I can't do. If I'm gonna do it, I'ma do it like they can't do. I'm like these other brothers, the cartoons, Nickelodeon, Microwave, Fast Food. I shine bright just like a star, dude. I had to make light out of dark room. Illuminating minds when I rap. I'm a poet, but I'm out here with my grind with a pack. Out here with my grind with a stack. See, I've got to get my dome from a line of the jack.
Oh man, you should have kept going, bro. You should have kept.
I was like,
you know, I started bobbing my head. I'm like, okay, let's get it. I'm expecting 3 minutes.
we remember six in the morning.
And
come
this
on.
Guy is on the interview with Real Rap and Smooth Drama. What I mean, that's also right there, man. That's respect.
Nah, man. We appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's our pleasure.
We're going to go ahead and no doubt, man. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, man, and let you get your sleep on, man. We know it's 6 o'clock in the morning over there, you know, but I really want to let you know that, you know, myself, Revy Rev from the Real Rap Show, you know, appreciate you for, you know, your time and talking to us tonight, man, and I'm gonna let Smooth speak on it.
Hey, well, you know, this is your man, After N-Word, Smooth Drama Radio. I appreciate you for coming on, man, and we look forward to hearing more from you and hopefully having you on again. You take care.
We're both listening, man. Love to both of you. Love to the show. Love to anyone listening. And shout out to the whole of the States. London coming soon.
No doubt, man.
All right.
Yeah. London, stand up. Big up. All right, man. One love, man.
Peace. All right. And that concludes our interview. Me and Revy Rev of The Real Rap Show with my man from the UK, Haze the Truth. And right now, we're going to go on another break. This is Off That Shine. I got to go old school, giving a shout out to my man, Peter Spaceman. He might remember this. This is Smith & Wesson, Bucktown. Your man F the N word. That was the oldie but goodie, Smith & Wesson, Bucktown, off the hip hop classic album The Shining. I forgot how dope that album was, but you know, every now and again you go through your collection and you hear something, you like, damn, that's why I fell in love with that shit in the first place. Speaking of falling in love, what I'm not falling in love with, I gotta talk about my favorite state of Florida, which, if you're a long-time listener, you know it is not my favorite state. as my homies would say, we just need to replace Florida with Puerto Rico or District of Columbia, and United States would be oh so much better. But I'm digressing here. Giving a warning. I don't normally do this, Florida, but I'm going to give a warning to y'all. I read something that was disturbing, and to all the young men and maybe women down in Florida, Octomom is talking about going down and doing a strip show from July 11th to the 15th at T's Lounge in West Palm Beach. So if you live in that area and you were thinking about planning a bachelor party or going to the strip club down there, don't do it. Octomom gonna be there, and you ain't never gonna want to go to a strip club ever again. That I can promise you. Just me reading that. Now, as a backdrop, I have a son who just turned 21. I was like, yeah, I can take him out, maybe go to the strip club, whatnot. And I read that, and I was like, man, I can mess around. We'd be at the strip club, Octomom come out, and we have to run out that joint. I ain't hating. I'm just saying, there is no way grown men who want to have a good time in a strip club should have to be forced to see Octomom. You know, she out there, you know, she's out there getting her porn shots in, trying to get her money up and whatever. But yeah, I'll pass. And if you gonna be in West Palm Beach next month, you might not be celebrating your Miami Heat winning the finals after what happened tonight. It might be it for them. But if you do go out, you don't want to get caught up in that, because it might not be a good thing. That I can almost guarantee you. And speaking of not a good thing, reading over in Texas, who's trying to catch up with Florida. They trying real hard. I guess the Eagle Gun Range over in Texas, they have a policy where they offer kids birthday parties at the gun range, starting at 8 years old and up. I don't quite understand what part of the game is the whole gun range birthday party. And I guess for the people in Louisville, Texas, they take their gun and birthday parties very seriously. If you want them parents that you want to raise your kid to be able to shoot everybody in the house by the time they're 12, I guess this is a good opportunity for you. So, if that's your thing, more power to you. I myself don't think that I would ever consider taking a child of mine to the gun shop, the gun range, to have a birthday party. Yeah, come on, little Christian. Let's go. Take my nephew Christian out there. And, hey, take this .45 and shoot right there for the black target. Good practice for when you get older, right? Wrong. I shouldn't have said that, but you know that's what they do when they shoot at them black targets. They're like, yeah, you're shooting at the black targets on purpose. Anyway, last but not least, before I get off here, I mean, y'all know I'm F the N-word. I'm not all that fond of the word. I'm tolerant, though. I understand y'all fond of the word, whatnot. What I'm always amazed by, though, is when people get upset when white people say the N-word, when you call yourselves the N-word. I don't get it. You know, it's sort of like women get mad at a dude for calling them a bitch, but then with amongst all their friends, it's bitch this, bitch that. Conversely, Gwyneth Paltrow sends out a tweet, you know, talking about with a photo, N-words in Paris, for real. You know, tie, be high, you know, the whole Jay-Z lyrics, whatnot. And I guess black folks is in the tizzy. Like, oh, she said the N-word. Oh, my God. How can she say the N-word? And I'm sitting up there, really? Y'all say it, and she can't say it. Now, for me, you know, I've made my stand. I made my peace with it. Look, I go down with the ancestors back in the day. Richard Pryor, when he was like, yo, I went to Africa and I didn't see none, so I ain't gonna say it no more. It's one of my motivations. You know, I was raised not to say it. I don't disrespect folks who say it or use it. I mean, you know, obviously I'm a hip-hop guy, so the N-word is part of the lexicon. At the same time, I'm still stuck on all these folks who are, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, her comments are reckless. Look, if you want folks to respect you and not call you something, it should not be part of your language. I don't see white folks lining up calling themselves hunkies. Oh, yeah, that's my hunky. You don't see no Asian cats like, yeah, this is my chink right here. Nobody else do that. So, if you call them that, if they bust a cap in your ass, you know why. Conversely, Gwyneth Paltrow says it, everybody has a baby. But Lil Wayne says it, and he's a lyrical genius. Think about that for a second. Black folks say it, hip-hop artists say it all the time. No biggie. Gwyneth Paltrow says it, the world is ending. Black folks not even going to be able to eat their Cheerios tomorrow morning because she said the N-word. Now, I know I may sound a tad bit insensitive on the mic here. I'm just saying, takes one to know one. So if you're using it, don't complain when somebody else uses it. You can only complain when you don't use it. Now, somebody calls me the N-word, you know, when I'm out in the open, I'm F the N-word. There's no doubt. I changed the whole name to it. So you know where I stand. I mean, I hear it. It's no biggie. But once again, I know where I stand. Do you know where you stand? Now, on that note, I want to give a shout out to my man Hayes the Truth over in the UK. Thank you for giving us the interview, being up early and ungodly. Early morning interview. Big shout out to my man Revy Rev of the Real Rap Show. And for your listening pleasure, we're going to have a special hip hop show Thursday. So y'all be looking out. It's going to be extra large. We're going to do our thing. And I want to thank him for being a part of the interview also. And look forward to hollering back again. And on that note, I am F the N-word for the Gone But Not Forgotten Miss 100%. We are Smooth Drama, and we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
together you got the smooth drummer.